This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kemp. This weekend, Orthodox Christians in Bethel celebrated their most important religious holiday, Easter, or Pascha. It's the first high holiday the congregation has gathered together for in nearly a year and a half. KYUK's Olivia Eberts attended services at Bethel's St. Sophia Church.
It's dark inside the church, as dark as it gets by midnight in May in western Alaska. Parishioners wait in silence for the service to begin. The shine of the golden icons lining the church walls is barely perceptible in the navy light. Tonight is Pascha, Orthodox Easter. For Orthodox Christians, it commemorates Jesus Christ resurrecting from the tomb, 3 days after he was crucified, died, and was buried. For Christians, it's this resurrection that proves Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of humanity. Services went all week. This Pascha is extra special. Last year, the congregation didn't get to celebrate in person together. Choir alto Allison Samuelson is relieved to be gathering in person again.
Last year, I got on a webcast of one of the services. But it wasn't the same sitting on my couch and watching from home.
Bethel's eligible population is now 72% vaccinated against COVID-19, and things are opening back up. The Pascha joy and joy of community is palpable among the parishioners.
I'm so glad that we're finally opening up the church and start more and more people participating.
Peter Suskuk, who also sings in the church choir, says Pascha is his favorite holiday. He said he wasn't totally sold on getting the COVID-19 vaccine, but he got it so he could go back to church. And was it worth it?
Yes.
Most attendees are wearing bright colors to symbolize the light that Jesus brought to earth. Peter's dressed in a silver brocade vest and matching pants. Most of the service is sung or chanted.
There's a dialogue between the clergy and the choir, so there is that sort of dance.
That's Father Michael Trufan, the head parish priest. He exudes joy, happy to have his parish back at full capacity, though this Pascha is also a time for remembrance of lives lost to the pandemic. He includes victims of COVID-19 and first responders in his prayers, which are chanted. The service begins in the dark, but Father Michael soon emerges with a three-branched candle, symbolizing the Christian Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He lights the candles of each of the churchgoers using his own, the white and gold of his Pascha robes glowing a little brighter with each additional candle. Soon, the dark red accents, symbolizing the blood of Christ, will be visible. Then the priests begin a procession that circles around the outside of the church. It's cold and damp tonight, and the smell of burning incense mixes with the smell of rain. Once the procession returns to the church door, the congregants re-enter a building bathed in light. The darkness is gone. Inside, the people stand shoulder to shoulder. For the parishioners, the light has returned to the earth in the form of Jesus, and the celebrations can now begin in earnest, starting with the call and response of a Christ is risen refrain that will last through the early morning in three languages. English,
Christ is risen!
Indeed he is risen!
Old Church Slavonic, a language similar to Russian used mostly in the church. And of course, Yugtun, which of the three languages gets perhaps the most enthusiastic response of all. Illumin is Yuktun. It's not technically related to the English word illuminate, but that doesn't seem too far off when it's sung in a brightened room at midnight by faces warmed by candlelight. The service, which will end after 3 a.m., is just getting started. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Next, in river conditions. Bethel Search and Rescue flew the Kuskokwim River on Monday to survey ice and snow conditions. The volunteers flew from Bethel upriver to Napaimute. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has the details.
From Crooked Creek upstream to Stony River, local residents have reported the ice going out on the main stem Kuskokwim in recent days, with ice remaining above Stony River that's yet to come down. In a newsletter, Bethel Search and Rescue says it expects to see quite a bit more breakup activity along the river this week. They're keeping a close eye on Aniak and Napaimute for potential flooding. Napaimute flooded last year due to an ice jam, and this year, there is thick ice downriver of Aniak that could jam. Minor ice shifting is occurring at Napaimute, and water levels remain low. Ice has begun shifting above Aniak. Between Napaimute upstream to Crooked Creek, there's about 20 miles of ice that's either intact or shifting. In the lower river, an area of previously thick ice above Aniak that's been flagged by the group as a potential jamming point appears to be rotting. Bethel Search and Rescue believes sand blown on the ice is accelerating the melt. The Kuskokwim Slough has areas of open water and shifting ice. The group says the Akiachuk Channel looks like it, too, will soon open. Many tributaries along the river have opened, including the Tuluksak River, which has overflowed its banks above the community of Tuluksak. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, a bill has been introduced in the Alaska legislature that would change Alaska law concerning sex abuse and rape. House Bill 5, introduced by Representative Garen Tarr of Anchorage, would change the definition of consent to make it easier to convict people accused of rape. Statistics indicate that in 2015, more than 90% of the reported felony-level sex offenses did not result in a conviction.
Our current statute is broken, it's outdated and incomplete. As a result, it means that we are not prosecuting sexual assault effectively in Alaska. It's why only 1 in 10 sexual assaults in Alaska is prosecuted.
Tarr's bill would change the legal definition of consent in the law so that rape can be more effectively prosecuted even when it does not include violence. It also adds a new provision called rape by fraud, which closes a loophole making it possible to prosecute someone who has sex with a victim while pretending to be someone else.
Situations like an individual lives with their boyfriend and the brother gets in bed with the girlfriend pretending to be the boyfriend. So we add a specific rape by fraud provision.
Time is running short during this legislature, so Representative Tarr's House Bill 5 will likely not make it to the House floor this year, but will remain for consideration next year. Yukon Kuskokwim Delta Representative Tiffany Zolkowski is a co-sponsor of the consent bill. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.